As promised, we are speaking to a brother, a money man, Wandile Mazibuko, who's also the host of Taking Care of Business. Buddy, thank you so much for giving us your time this morning. We are talking about the South African Reserve Bank, which is expected to cut interest rates by up to 150 basis points by mid-year 2025. And so what we would like to do is understand the effects of a change in the repo rate, whether there's an increase or a decrease, what that means for a person who perhaps is a homeowner.
Good morning, JT, and good morning to all the Rise FM listeners. A very important question that you ask. I mean, there's a direct relationship between what we would call interest rates that the banks charge and the repo rate, which is short for the repossession rate. So repossession rate is what the South African Reserve Bank would charge the banks in order to borrow money. So at the moment, the repo rate is sitting at 6.75%, and ultimately the interest rate is sitting at 11.25%. So there was a time when, for instance, the repo rate was slightly lower, which meant that, for instance, if you take 2020, where the interest rate was sitting at about 7%, a lot of people, JT, would have gone out and bought houses, and they could afford them because the interest rates were a bit low. But then what has subsequently happened is that once we recovered from the epidemic, COVID-19, banks, the Reserve Bank started increasing the repo rate, which had a direct relationship with the interest rate, which means it became slightly higher. So if you could afford a house, for instance, in 2020 at lower interest rates, it became more expensive for you now to service that debt. I mean, some people that, for instance, bought houses, let's say, at 8,000 Rand in 2020 in terms of the service fee or bond fee, are now paying close to 11,000. So it's been a 3,000 rand increase, and that's what's led to that particular crunch. Now, we've been waiting for, again, for a much better inflationary environment, which means inflation must slightly be lower in order for the bank then to decide that they want to lower those particular interest rates so that it can give the relief to those people that own houses or bought houses on credit. And that hasn't happened, unfortunately. The rate still remains unchanged for quite some time. People are indicating, like you've indicated there, that we might only see about 1.50 a drop by mid-2025. And that's what it's exactly about. So we might see only that difference only in a year's time. JT.
Now, to a person who's considering to make a huge purchase, be it a car or be it a home, what is it that that person would have to consider before making such a huge purchase?
Oh, what a fantastic question. And I think at any point in time, when you're buying an asset like a car or a home, I mean, those are two biggest purchases in any person's life. I mean, those are the two biggest purchases. One, I would say that you need to seek financial advice. We don't give this advice enough. I mean, most people just get excited, they go and buy a car. And the reason why I say you need to seek financial advice is because, yes, you might qualify to buy the car, but are you getting the best interest rate out there, JT? So in other words, you'll hear people talking about Prime Plus. So some people, you and I, could go into the same institution, buy the same car, but we're not paying the same interest rates, particularly because I did not negotiate my interest rate. Let's say I'm paying a more expensive price. Yeah. So you hear people talking about Prime Plus. So Prime Plus means the current interest rate that they're charging, which is the 11.75, plus another additional amount that they would add. Some people pay up to 17% interest when they're repaying for their cars and their homes, particularly because they did not do their research. They were just excited, oh, I've been approved, I'm happy to be able to pay this debt, only to discover later that you're actually paying more money than you were supposed to. Now, a JT, maybe who could have taken financial advice, could have possibly received Prime less. So meaning, in other words, the banks could have smiled on you, JT, and instead of giving it to you at 11.75, they could have said, hey, man, you can pay us back this money at 10%. Mm. So those are the differences. That's why it becomes important for you to be able to see whether you're getting the best interest rates out there. Don't just get excited by buying the car, buying the house, without actually negotiating a very good deal with the bank by yourself.
Perfect. Well, that's a brother, Wandile Mazibuko. Buddy, let's chat again just after 8.